it's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. No, hold on. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This date is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Come to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so happy that you decided to join me on this chilly Sunday evening. Yes, the Grammys are on tonight, so I'm happy that you're tuning in because we got a great show in store for you. But if you are a regular, welcome back. And if you are just now tuning in, this is your first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm happy. I'm so happy. I'm just delighted. I don't even know what to say. I got a loss for words, but where do I begin? The Party Bus. Yes, thisdateisover.com. That's what my website is, in case you didn't know. We have a Party Bus coming up, the Be My Valentine Party Bus Tour. Get your tickets. Go to thisdateisover.com for more details, because it's going to be on February 15th. We're going to have a good time. Make certain, like I said, you get your tickets, because it's going to be a good group of ladies and gents. And there's also a poll on the mother bleeping bus. And we are giving out complimentary shots. And if there weren't enough ands, you can bring your own liquor on the bus. So we're going to have a good time. And we have our own designated driver, who is the bus driver. So get your tickets. It's the Be My Valentine Party Bus Tour. You can go to thisdateisover.com to get your tickets, or you can go to bemineparteybus.eventbrite.com. Well, here on This Date Is Over Radio, we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and a lot of cases, the ugly. You know, because dating can get ugly, and tonight's topic is an ugly topic for me, personally. I'm talking about going Dutch on a first date.
Wow.
Horrible, horrible, horrible thing to do. But we'll get into that, you know, after the break. You know, I got my buddy Lawrence in studio. Say what's up to the people, Lawrence.
How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
And also got DJ Easy. Say what's up to the good people.
What's up? What's up?
So, just let it marinate. So, is it okay to go Dutch on a first date? Yay or nay? You don't have to answer right now. Just think about it, because we're going to talk about it after the break. But if you want to get in on tonight's topic, give me a call. The number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number to reach us in the studio. You can also tweet me at dateisover, and also on Instagram, it's at dateisover. And make certain you like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. And also, yes, if I couldn't overload you guys with even more information, make certain that you check us out each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. That's at rocktheflow.com. Tell your friends about us. We are a great station. Great content, great programming. So check out The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. But I'm going to get into some music. And then right after that, we're going to get into tonight's topic, the Dutch debate. Is it okay to go Dutch on a first date? So once again, the number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Searching for the silver light.
with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
You love me, it's specially different every time you keep me on my feet, happily excited by your cologne in your hands, your smile, your intelligence. You woo me, you caught me, you tease me, you please me, you school me, give me some things to think about, ignite me, co-write me. You love me, you like me, invite me, incite me to a chorus. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Especially different every time you keep me on my feet, happily excited by all your cologne in your hands, your smile, your intelligence. You woo me, you caught me, you tease me, you please me, you school me, give me some things to think about, ignite me, co-write me. You love me, you like me, invite me, incite me to a chorus, baby. Sa da 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 da. La da 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 da.
Jump. just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. You just heard music from my girl, Erica Badu. The song was Right before that was Jill Scott's cover. It was He Loves Me. And it was covered by Leanne Le Havas. I don't even know if I said her name right. I probably just butchered it, but you know what I meant. And I started the show off with music from the Robert Glasper Black Radio album. The song was Move Love by King. So tonight, yes, tonight we got some special guests in the studio. I'll let them introduce themselves. Actually, I'll introduce you. You can give yourself, you know, you can give your bio. So passing to you, DJ Easy. What's up, DJ Easy?
What's going on, Maryland, D.C., V.A.? DJ Easy, I've been DJing about 20 years all over the East Coast and Jamaica.
All right now. Jamaica, huh?
Yeah.
So Jamaica. When are you going back?
I would like to live there after the month I spent there a few years back, but who knows? Whenever they invite me back, I'll go. I went for spring break a few years ago.
Uh-huh. Loved it.
Plan on going back soon.
Okay, so I can like carry a suitcase, you know, in case whenever you go back. I could carry a suitcase. That way I can just so happen to be there.
Yeah,
in Jamaica. I don't mind. I can use a tan. But thank you, DJ Easy, for being here. Now pass it to you, Lawrence.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all you got?
Oh, no.
That's all you got?
I thought you was going to introduce me.
Tell the good people who you are.
Well, yeah. You know, real name Lawrence Chapman. A lot of people may know me as Harry. Family and friends know me as Harry. You know.
Oh, damn. I know you as Lawrence. Does that mean I'm not your friend?
Damn. It might be a little bit different.
Kind of way. I thought we were friends.
Right.
Clearly, see, we are not.
Now, I'm the bad guy now. I feel bad. You know? But yeah, you know, I basically grew up in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. Well, basically, D.C. and Maryland.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so yeah, I'm from here, you know.
Cool.
And that's about it.
From here. Yep. And here is D.C., in the D.C. metropolitan area, in case you guys aren't in the area, because we do have listeners all over
the
United States. So kudos to everybody that's not in the D.C. area. Thank you for tuning in. But tonight we're talking about going Dutch. Is it okay to go Dutch on a first date? I'm going to pass it to you, Lawrence.
Is it okay to go Dutch?
On a first date.
On a first date, the only time is okay to go Dutch.
No. I said, is it okay to go?
Is it okay?
Yay or nay?
Is it okay? Yes, it's okay to go Dutch on the first date.
Oh, heavens, Lord.
At least I think it's okay to go Dutch. Because when you go in Dutch, if it's the first date, you don't really know where you stand in a relationship or a friendship. So
yeah.
Sometimes
I can tell you where you stand.
What?
You stand all the way in the friend zone if you go Dutch on the first date.
Not necessarily.
That's not a date.
I've been Dutch on the first date, so.
And you're still in the friend zone.
Well, no.
No.
So you say yay. So what about you, DJ Easy?
I think you should go Dutch on the first date. I mean. No, women make it hard.
How?
If a man pays for a date,
mm-hmm.
automatically. He, at the end of the day, he's looking for something, some type of affection, kiss, whatever, hug, whatever. But if you go Dutch, he's not expecting nothing. You're not expecting nothing at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's almost guaranteed not to get nothing at that date.
No,
if he's guaranteed.
No,
not saying that.
You're talking from your experience.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
not saying from a lot of women that I've spoken to will not have a date number two. You will not get a whiff of the poon if you go Dutch on the first date. I'm going to put it out there. I'm not saying that you haven't been successful. I know there are other men who have been successful. They probably go out with women who have low self-esteem or no.
Whoa,
I know, right?
Whoa.
You look at trying to put that out there, right?
Oh my
God. So inappropriate. But
I mean, I think that's low bar behavior. I think that's bottom of the barrel behavior. I think that's not very tacky.
I'm gonna tell you what makes sense.
Tell me what makes sense, honey.
In this day and time, if you really want to impress a man, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I went out with a woman and the first date, if she paid for the first date, then I would feel special. You know, instead of us going Dutch, if I offer to pay and she take the check and she pays for it, then I would feel a certain way. I would think she's a keeper.
And you said the key word, special, feeling special.
Right.
So if a man asks me to go Dutch, I don't feel special, especially when he initiated that date. If you ask me out on a date and then turn around and tell me, like, hey, let's split the check, I am so sorry for you, my friend. This date is over.
Well,
and there will be no date number two. And you will not get a whiff of the poon. And you will not get a kiss goodnight. And you will get blocked.
So have you paid for the first date? Have you?
Yes.
You have?
Yes, I have. I asked the guy out. I paid.
Oh,
I have no problem with that.
You have no problem with that?
No. But I think where people make the mistakes are, you know, the whole date in particular. It's like, you don't need to have this grandiose, grand scheme of things date. You don't need to go to Ruth's Chris, any place expensive. I wouldn't even say go to a restaurant. Or if you want to, go to like a mom and pop El Cheapo restaurant. It doesn't have to be expensive. I think people need to reevaluate their dating strategy, because who needs to go to spend $200 for somebody that you don't even know if you're going to like?
I got a
go
question.
Go to a coffee shop.
Mickey D's.
That's not classy.
I got.
It can be classy and inexpensive. Although I will get a filet of fish. Anybody out there listening, Miss Marie, that's my guilty pleasure, is the filet of fish. The filet of fish is my guilty pleasure. Add extra tartar sauce. Thank you.
I got a question for you.
Go for it.
Let's say you invited some guy you met or whatever out on a date, right?
Uh-huh.
And during the whole date, he started hitting on you and he started, you know, doing things that you didn't particularly feel comfortable with. You felt like he was being a little bit too sexual or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At the end of the date, would you still pay for the date, or would you want y'all to still go Dutch?
I would still pay for it.
You would still pay for it? Even though you felt like he would. What if he said, no, I want to pay for it. I want to pay for it now.
Pay for it.
But I'm saying, but the whole date, he's been doing things like,
but it
you
depends.
Don't feel comfortable
it really
with,
depends.
You know?
Like, if I feel that uncomfortable, the date is already over. Because I've left somebody on a date before.
Oh, if the date is, who pays for? Who's paying for?
If he's been that inappropriate, we probably just got to appetize. I'm not even going to order an entree. I'm going to be out. Like, here's the $10 for that chicken tender
so you would pay for
platter
it,
that we just
right.
got, and I'm out.
Leave.
Yeah.
Well, what if it happens at the end of the date, towards the end, after you already ate and you already...
If he's smart, he will wait till after I paid for the date to then be inappropriate.
He may not be that smart.
Then, hey, it is what it is.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you can't...
I'll take that loss. I'll take that $20, $40 loss.
Okay.
You can't be that.
I've made some financial mistakes. You know, I bought a pair of shoes that didn't look that great. I've made some poor investments. The same goes with dating. Dudes will stand in line for a pair of $300 shoes to impress other men. So what's the big deal? Like,
what dudes do that?
A lot of dudes.
Nah, little dudes.
No.
A lot of guys do. So you think it's okay. So did that work for you in your last relationships, DJ Easy?
Pretty
going Dutch on a first date work for you?
Pretty much. I'm old school, so I'm going to say I paid for the first date most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But in hindsight, I would have probably said let's go Dutch.
Mm-hmm. Because it didn't work out.
No, it's not that it didn't work out. I want us to go into the date getting to know each other, not me paying for the date, because even in my younger days, if I paid for something, I'm expecting a good night kiss or whatever. That's just me.
Gotta get that kiss good night.
Yeah, gotta get
up
something.
Up top, right, not down left. I'm just saying.
Wow.
Because these dudes nowadays expect kisses everywhere.
Oh, wow.
You get the surf and turf, you better get the kissing down low. But I don't condone that at
now,
all.
Now,
I'm
that,
just saying what dudes expect.
Now
nowadays.
It's no second date. If she's kissing below, it's no second date after that.
Right. You don't have to take her to the date. She's coming straight to
oh
your
my
house.
Oh, God. No, she's not even coming to the house. Oh, my God. That can't happen.
Please excuse my inappropriateness, everybody out there.
This is adult radio.
Yeah, it is adult radio. But some people are like, oh my gosh, she's so crass.
Oh no, it's adult radio.
So, yeah. So well, when you go out with a young lady, Lawrence,
mm-hmm.
and you pay for the date,
right?
Do you expect a happy ending of a sexual nature?
Not all the time. I put it like this. It all depends on the chemistry. It all depends on the chemistry during the first date. If the chemistry's not there, you pretty much know, even if you pay for it, if you go Dutch, whatever, it ain't going to happen. But sometimes you know when it's going to happen no matter what. So, I mean, like I said, it all depends. It's all about timing. It's all about who you with. It's all about the chemistry. How it all goes down, you know?
Yeah, chemistry is important. That's why I said, you know, reevaluate your dating strategy, number one. Right. And not even bother going on some fancy schmancy date to some fancy schmancy restaurant, because you don't really know if you like that person. You might be vibing on the phone.
Right.
Once you get them out in person, it might be a different story.
But you know what?
I've been in that situation several times.
A lot of dudes, what they do is, if they feel like it's a girl, it's a woman, whatever, it's like really, let's say a 9, 10, whatever, you know, they the top of the scale, they feel is the top of the scale, they may go overboard and take them to a nice restaurant like Ruth Chris or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it all really depends on who you going out with, you know?
And also, guys, stay in your financial lane. Like, you know that you can't afford the surf and the turf.
Yes.
Don't take her to some fancy steakhouse. Don't take her to the Palms. Like,
she's going to expect that all the time. Once you go here, once you go Ruth's Chris, you can't go to Jerry's, Outback.
Is not going
to
cut it.
Yeah. Once, you got to gradually work up to that. You start out at Outback, you know, just like you said, make sure she's the one for you, or you know, it's going to be a second date. If you waste $50, it's no big deal. It's a loss.
It's a big deal to some people, $50. Yeah, shoot.
$50 is not a big deal, but if it's $200, you're going to think about that $200 for a couple weeks, a month, down the line. That next date that you go on, hold on, I'm not taking but $220. She's not getting $200 of my money. And that chick may be the one, but you're spending $220 on her now because the last chick messed it up for this date that you're going on with a different chick.
Right. And everybody's different. And a lot of guys and chicks, ladies, you know, we hold the next person accountable and treat them, you know, with the same lens as we did with the person that did us wrong. And this person ain't done nothing to us.
That's true.
Yep.
That's true.
So, like I said, I'm going to say it probably 55 times during the show. Reevaluate your dating strategy. Don't go. First of all, stay in your financial lane. Second of all, I say dinner really isn't necessary. I like to eat, so.
Where do you like to eat at? If it was your first date, where would you eat at?
If I were on a first date, I might go to this Thai joint that I like.
If you were treating.
The entrees are like $15. I would go there.
Okay.
Or I might go to Bus Boys and Poets, or I might go for a walk. I'll go to a museum. Because like I said, you know, dinner is not necessary. You don't even have to eat. Or if you get something to eat, do something like dessert. Get a milkshake. Do something that's very cheap and simple. That way you can see if you can tolerate being around that person for another 2 hours for a second date. Because, you know, I've gone out with somebody and I'm like, damn, you were cool on the phone, but you talk too damn much, or you were too damn loud.
Right.
Like, I had to tell somebody, like, you know, you kind of loud right now. Like, everybody in the restaurant can hear our conversation. Can you turn the volume down? So, you know, stuff like that, you'll see how they react to other people. You see how they are in social settings. And if you don't like it, okay, all we did was go to the museum and that was free. All we did was go get coffee and that was $7. Well, $25 at Starbucks. All we did was, you know, go for a walk in the park, and that was free.
I'm sitting here trying to think of the movie that Dave Chappelle was in when he the smoking marijuana movie.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't have a dollar in his pocket, and he took the chick out, and he was like, let's go for a walk. And then, okay, let's get a hot dog, and let's do, you know, $8 for the date. And it ended up looking like being the perfect date. He only spent $8.
Right.
She didn't know that he didn't have a dime to his name, but you know, they ended up, you know, they got to know each other, they, you know, and it ended up, you know, they ended up in the bed later on, but that first date was perfect.
Right.
And he didn't spend any money.
It's not about how much you spend.
It's not. And it causes you to be more creative, too.
Right.
Because when you try to do something that's on the cheap side, it's like, okay, we can't go to this XYZ nice place.
Right.
What can I do now? I think it forces somebody to be creative with a date.
That's true.
So.
That's true.
But once a chick find out that you don't have, where does it go? once that second date comes and then you going on the cheap side again, She's going to reevaluate. Damn, this brother only spent $20 and we on the second day. What's going on with that?
Well, it depends on the woman, though. I mean, if you are in a bad financial state, perhaps you shouldn't be dating at all.
No, you got to date.
Yeah.
You still got to date. What you going to do?
You need to get your finances together. That's what you should be doing. Dating is not cheap. Why would you date if you don't have any money?
Well, that's like you say, you got to get creative.
You get creative, but
or you reverse the action, find a female that's willing to take you on a date, spend money on you.
Exactly, cuz
like, this is 2014.
Right. Exactly.
So this ain't 1980. This is 2014. Chicks are taking guys out every day, all day.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, yeah, whatever. So got to go to break, but give us a call. The number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number to the studio. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over. And also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on The Flow. And that's on rocktheflow.com.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the NAT.
That it seems, so it's pertinent to stay with what is working. I mean, even if your perfect person is alerted by screams and whispers and yells and wows, and how are they together, man? I just can't believe this is something that the OGs call composure. Keep me in mind, baby, you are my star, right now, no, we aligned. Sweet candy for me and my dreaming eyes. And when I lay down at night, maybe you'll be in mine. You know what I'm saying? When she lays down.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Got my buddy Lawrence in the studio. What's up, Lawrence?
Hey, what's up?
We also got DJ Easy in the studio. What's up, DJ Easy?
Yes, yes, Miss Marie.
Yes. Tonight we are talking about going Dutch on a first date. And just like the song is playing in the background, you know, the panties, that's exactly what you will not get if you go Dutch on the first date. So, mark my words, okay?
Okay.
The average man who proffers going Dutch on a first date is not going to get the panties.
from a real woman. That's what you're saying, from a real woman.
Right. Right. And you know what?
From a real woman, because I...
Yeah, oh, yeah. You're going to get it from somebody.
Yeah, you're going to get
but
that.
But she's not going to be the person that you're going to take home to mom.
Oh, no.
I mean, of course, I'm basing this on zero fact whatsoever, because I am by no means an expert. What the hell do I know? I know nothing.
You're going off of your experiences.
Yes. But you know what? Before we get back into it, you just heard music from my favorite group, one of my favorite groups, The Foreign Exchange. The song was Maybe She'll Dream of Me. And when she's dreaming of you, she won't be dreaming of going Dutch. You know, those weren't the exact lyrics, but I do believe that's what he meant. And speaking of The Foreign Exchange, I am so happy to announce that they will be in town in D.C. on, I believe, May 2nd. I cannot wait to go to the show. They're going to be at the Howard Theater. Have you ever been to a Foreign Exchange show? Do you even know who they are, Lawrence?
I never heard of them until you said something about them.
Oh,
never
heavens, Lord, honey.
Okay.
Have you heard a little brother?
No.
Damn. All right. What about you, DJ?
What's like R&B? Yeah, what
is
it?
Little Brother's hip hop.
Okay.
But Foreign Exchange is R&B. The guy Fonte was one of the rap artists in Little Brother. He's now in Foreign Exchange. He does the vocals. Very, very, very talented group.
Underground?
Fonte and Nicolette. Yeah.
Underground? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So
underground.
They released their fourth album? Yes. A few months ago. So, yeah. I love some Foreign Exchange.
I can't get away with playing a lot of underground music and no bars or clubs.
Oh, absolutely not. It depends on where you go.
If you're catering to a
neo soul audience, yeah, of course that will fly. But heck no, nobody's going to be jamming. I mean, I would. You know, if you play it, I would be in there all over the dance floor tearing it up. So, but I would be the only one by myself who would be dancing. So I feel you. But that's why we give people the opportunity here at The Flow. I play what I like. What I want to hear, I play something I listen to on a regular basis. I play some of my favorite music. And Foreign Exchange, they are one of my favorites. So once again, they'll be in D.C. at the Howard Theater on May 2nd. Get your tickets. And actually, if you would like to, I don't mind. I'm available to go with you to the show. You know, I'll be single that weekend. I mean, I'm single today, too. So in case somebody wants to take Miss Marie to see Foreign Exchange, I don't mind. Okay?
She doesn't like going Dutch, though. She doesn't like going Dutch.
Well, this one I don't mind, but whatever. And like I said, we're talking about going Dutch on a first date. Keep in mind, you can give us a call. The number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number to the studio. Give us a call. Chime in with your thoughts. Is it okay to go Dutch on a first date? I'm going to take it to Facebook. I don't know why I closed the Facebook page. I said I was going to go to Facebook. Yeah, get my stuff together. And I asked, you know,
Going Dutch on the first date, yay or nay. This is in our Facebook group, by the way, so join our group if you're not in it. This date is over. And William said, if you plan on not seeing any action that night, yes, go Dutch on the first date.
Wow.
Sorry, that's all in your game.
You're right.
Yeah.
Peaches said, yay, I agree with the action part of things, but I always keep my own pockets because I don't want someone thinking that because they paid for dinner, they paid for the rights to something else. Oh, please. But, I mean, it's said that you have to go into a date thinking that. You have to think that, okay, he bought me, you know, a chicken tender that was $7.99 from the Pick 2 menu that, oh, my gosh, he's going to want to have sex with me tonight. Granted, he's going to want to have sex with you regardless. Otherwise, he would not have invited you on the date. I'm going to just put it out there, ladies.
Yes.
He would not have invited you on the date if he didn't want to get the draws.
Yes.
He's just...
Well, no. You trying to make it sound like we Neanderthals.
But you are. Come on now. That's the reality of the situation. Of course, you want to get to know her, you know, see if she's in, you know, good company. Yeah. But at the end of the day, you are physically attracted to this person. And if she were to throw it out there, you would probably take it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Tamara says, nay, it should be an inexpensive outing the first time anyway, like coffee. You should be focused in getting to know one another, not how much was spent. He should be okay with picking up the tab for the pleasure of your company. Just make sure it is a pleasure, no drama or craziness.
Now, that was perfect.
Oh, we got a caller. Lord Jesus.
Oh, you got a caller?
Oh, yes. Caller, you on there. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Smooth. I'm calling from Wilmington, Delaware.
What's up, Smooth? So going Dutch on a first date, yay or nay?
Definite nay. I feel like I'm a little bit old school, and I think it's a guy's responsibility to pay for a meal. I mean, or whatever it is that you're doing. If you have the gall to ask the woman out, you should dig into your pockets. You can't do that. Not only should you not sniff nothing, you shouldn't get a second date, and you should feel bad about yourself and crash your car on the way home.
Oh, my God.
That was a little extreme, man.
Crash your car on the way home. You know what, Smooth? I like the way that you think. A true gentleman, okay? If you parted your lips to invite that woman out on a date, you better be damn well prepared to pay for that date. I like the way you think, Smooth.
That's rough, Smooth.
Because you ain't sniffing, looking, getting a glance, a peep, nothing at the anything, in my opinion. If you ask a woman to go Dutch on the first date, I'm not about that life.
It's 2014.
I don't give a damn if it's 2025. I would still have the same the same reaction.
Nate, can I put a little twist to it? Is Smooth still involved?
This is my first time tuning in, and I really enjoy your show, and you definitely got yourself a new regular listener.
Oh, well, thank you, Smooth. I appreciate that all the way out in Wilmington, Delaware. Tell your Delaware folks to tune in. That's on the flow. That's rocktheflow.com. And make sure you like us on Facebook, too. Facebook.com/thisdateisover.
Facebook. I went to Instagram already, so I got to get to Facebook.
Yeah, go everywhere. We all over.
Can I ask Smooth a question?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, Smooth, I got a question, man. You listening?
What's up?
All right, let's say on the first date, she suggests y'all go Dutch, right? And y'all go Dutch. Right. And then she still gives it up. You still, you know, get the poom poom, whatever. However you want to, you know, word it or whatever. What do you think about that woman the next day?
Well, I mean, like you said, it's 2014, and I don't think nothing about nobody. I think that 90-day rule is a joke, and 9 times out of 10, if you make somebody wait 90 days, though, they're going to run a game anyway to get what they want. So you're better off doing it as soon as possible and deciding if you want to be bothered with the person. So I don't think nothing. Anyway, what it is.
I mean, but you said she asked. You know, she right. proffered that. Exactly. I'm saying if somebody asks you out on a date and then turn around and say, hey, let's go Dutch, I'm not cool with that. That's what I'm not cool with. Like, you can't, I don't think it's right for you to, and I don't think that's, you know, in good taste. I think that's in poor taste for you to ask me somewhere and then tell me, hey, how about we go Dutch? I'm like, how about you get lost and crash your car like Smooth said?
And also, like, being a man, I mean, I was raised by a woman, and I saw what my mom went through to take care of me, and I think it's blatantly disrespectful. I'm almost 40 years old, and I've only ever not paid for two dates, and they were both birthday dates. Somebody took me out for my birthday. That's the only time I didn't go in my pocket. So I'm accustomed to it. I think it's the only way to do it. I mean, let's be real, some of us brothers has been raggedy for years. The least you can do is buy somebody something to eat or pay for a movie. Don't be that trifling that you can't do that.
Yeah, because I'm like, if a guy can't spend $10 on me, I'm like, damn, you can't even spend $10, though? I ain't worth
$10? It's not $10. It's more than $10. What date is $10? It's going to be more than $10.
$20? He can't spend $50 on me? Damn.
Damn, it done went from 10 to 50.
Yeah, that's a big gap.
It depends on where we are, but it's like, okay, think about it. Like, one thing I always say, and thank you, Smooth, for calling in. Make sure you tune in each and every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You take good care, my friend. But what was I saying? One thing that I always say to my listeners, especially guys, you know, when you're dating somebody, picture that woman with all of her clothes off. And every misstep you make, she's putting on an article of clothing. And if you ask a woman to go Dutch on the first date, all clothes are on. She got the coat on. She got long johns. She got a hat. Everything is on. She's not taking anything off.
Took her makeup off.
No, the makeup is all the way on, okay? The date is over.
That's pretty extreme, right? That's kind of extreme.
I know it's extreme, but that's the way I look at it. You know, of course, I mean, I'm speaking from a woman's perspective. I'm not a guy, so I know I'm not right about a lot of things. Well, maybe I'm right about everything. I'm not. Not at all. Not at all. Don't listen to me. But we got to go to break, so sorry to cut you guys off. But keep in mind, you can give us a call. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over, and also go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover, to get in on tonight's discussion, because we got a lot to talk about. Going Dutch, not a good idea to Miss Marie. To the fellas, yes. To me, hell no. So keep it right here on the flow.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the IM for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Got DJ Easy in the studio. What's up?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I done had my drinks before I got up here, too.
Shoot, I sure had one before I came to the studio. Anybody out there in the D.C. metropolitan area, could someone bring me a beverage, please?
You got to be specific.
I would like, what do I want? A sex on the beach? You know what? I like.
She want a Sammy Sosa.
That's my drink. Sammy Sosa. Look, no, I'm not even going to tell you. Don't say the name of my spot.
Okay.
It's my spot. Right. But yeah, I love a Sammy Sosa, but we're not going to talk about that. They can't make that. So if you could bring like a bottle of Honey Jack and some ginger ale, I will love you for the rest of my life. I'll love you for like an hour, though.
No first date. You're going to love me for an hour. No first date.
We love you. Short time. So we got Lawrence in the studio as well. What's up, Lawrence?
How you doing? That's it. This is how you doing.
You just heard music from my boyfriend, Andre 3000. We go together.
Boyfriend?
He doesn't know it, though.
Okay.
You know, we're together in my mind. Mm. And he wrote that song for me, Prototype. Beautiful song, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. And Andre got a thing going on.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't hear about that.
It's not like
the blogs or nothing.
I know, right? You know, yeah. I try to keep our relationship private, you know.
I don't want people being in our business.
You know, because him and Outkast, they back together. Him and Big Boy, Outkast, you know, they back together. I ain't want to, you know, distract them with the paparazzi chasing us.
Makes sense now.
He'll be meet me outside at when the show was over, you know.
Right.
You know how it is.
Wow.
Delusional, right?
Who knew?
I ain't even know. He don't even know.
He doesn't know.
And please don't get a restraining order. I mean, it's just in my mind only. But tonight we are talking about going Dutch. And keep in mind, you can give us a call. The number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. Is it okay to go Dutch on a first date? And I'm going to pass it to the caller on the line. We got Juan Will. Are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
And you're calling from D.C., right?
Yes.
Thank you for calling in. So do you think it's okay to go Dutch on a first date? You know, you ask a woman out, and at the end of the day, do you think it's cool to split that check?
No, I don't think it's cool. I think before both parties go out, it should be explained, you know, who's gonna foot the bill. But, you know, I think fellas got to do better out there if you know, they just tell her, like, oh, you splitting it?
So you're saying it's all about how you present, that you're going to present the bill. I mean, that you're going to split the bill.
Are you saying that you would say that on the date?
No, he's saying discuss it before the date starts.
Oh,
discuss it before the date starts. So you already know going in.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Have that conversation, because you definitely want to manage expectations going into the date. And another thing I want to bring up for the ladies, you know, for starters, be mindful of that man's pockets. You know, it's also on the blog, by the way. Check it out. thisdateisover.com/Dutch. It's the Dutch debate. We're talking about going Dutch. You know, ladies need to be keep in mind that guy's pockets. You know, don't go overboard ordering stuff that you can't even pronounce, that you've never even had a day in your life.
That's true.
Let me get the escargot. You don't even know what that is.
Oh, my God.
Let me get the escargot. Or let me get a glass of that Merlot.
Right.
Like, if you can't pronounce it, if you've never had it in your life, if you would not pay for it yourself.
Right.
Do not try to make that man buy that for
you. That's a good rule.
You have never ordered the surf nor the turf in the restaurant. If you only eat chicken tenders and fries when you go out, don't try to go all, you know, big and bad and try to impress yourself by getting something that you can't pronounce, that you've never had before, and that you probably are not going to eat because your palate isn't mature enough to eat that foie gras. I know, right? That was so inappropriate. I'm sorry, ladies. I'm not trying to dish y'all, but...
Yes, you have. You have been going out with Andre 3000.
Right.
She's been going out with Andre 3000.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. And Juan Will, thank you so much for calling in, by the way.
Thank you.
So, I said, but I know how to cook. You know, I love to cook, and I love to eat. So, I know when I go to a restaurant, I'm going to be able to find something I like to eat, regardless if it's chicken tenders, even though I don't order chicken tenders when I go to restaurants, unless I'm in a mood for, like, something just quick and easy. But, you know, I'm cool, like I said earlier, I'm cool with the mom-and-pop restaurant. Take me down to D.C. They got all kinds of restaurants that have great... made to order food. Like, I'm not down with going to a chain restaurant personally, because that stuff is like frozen. I like real food.
Right.
So you could take me to a food truck and I'm happy.
Wow. Food truck.
We can go for a walk in the park and go to the food truck, and I am yours if you're cute.
Ooh, okay. That's good to know.
Oh, wow.
I am yours.
Mm. Wow.
So, you know what? Let me go. I got a text from my buddy Marlo. What's up, Marlo? I'm going to read what he said. Oh, gosh, it's kind of long. It says, I want to put it to you like this. All of you men who want to be low lives and treat real women like random chicks, keep doing what you do, because I'm in the business of treating women like women. And to be honest, business is booming. So continue what you do, because when your woman or ex meets me, they want me. I don't have to chase. I don't have to compete. Did you just roll your eyes?
I'm gonna just say it like this. Alright. Women, they love good guys, but they don't like a guy that's too good.
He didn't say that he was too good. He's not a square. He's talking
I think he's
a gentleman. Like, he gets it.
I get it. I understand. You can be a gentleman, but at the same time, if you know, it's a thin line between being a gentleman and rolling over.
Yeah, but going Dutch on a first date is not being a gentleman at all.
What?
To me, that's not being a gentleman. That's very tacky.
You think that's tacky? Absolutely.
If you're discussing it before the beginning, like the caller before just said, I think that's perfectly fine. If you're discussing it before the date, it's perfectly
have
fine.
Have a discussion.
But if you wait till the time to pay for the date, and now you got your half.
No.
I
understand.
You got your half?
No.
No. I can understand paying for the first date and not going Dutch. But what I'm saying is, if it's the first date and things don't go as planned, like if
regardless of how it goes.
No, if it doesn't go as planned.
Well, you know what? I take that back. If she calls you out your name, or she lays hands on you, or something like out of the norm, that's just crazy.
Not even that
then
crazy.
Yeah.
Not even that crazy. But if she just does something that's just like totally just out of the blue, I can't even explain.
You know what?
It,
let me go, because I asked the question on Instagram and Facebook. When is it okay to go Dutch on the first date? And I got the funniest answer ever. And once I figure out where I posted it, I will read it to you. It says, it's okay to go Dutch on a first date if she puts ketchup on her well-done steak and tries to order Moscato off the wine list.
Like what you just said. Yeah,
that's because that woman doesn't know anything about food. I will not be getting my steak well done, and by golly gosh, I won't be putting ketchup on it. But however, I do love A1. I'm not going to lie. Even though they say you should not put A1 on a good steak.
Yeah, you're supposed to put A1 on a steak.
I know, but...
it ain't a good steak.
I don't really order steak when I go to a restaurant.
Ketchup on steak is just wrong. It's just wrong.
That's disrespectful.
It's just wrong.
How do you order your steak?
I order mine medium.
Medium.
I asked them how to, a little bit of pink in the middle. What the chef recommends normally. I don't even get my salmon well done. That's a huge no-no for me. Mm. I get mine medium or medium well. I asked them, what's the chef's recommendation? I go with that. At Outback, everything's going to be well done. Pre-made food. It's like, no, I take that back. Let me stop dissing Outback, because I love me some Outback Steakhouse.
Yeah.
The what they got, the lobster tails, the grilled lobster tails.
Oh, they got lobster tails at Outback.
My man.
Wow,
delicious.
I haven't eaten
lamb chops.
In a while.
Oh my gosh.
Then they got the blooming onion.
No, because they got horseradish with the blooming onion. So that bothers me. I had a bad experience with horseradish, but we're not going to talk about that. So I can't eat the blooming onion at Outback, even though I love onions, by the way. I like everything that makes your breath stink. And hopefully my breath isn't stinking right now, because I ate some chicken right before I came in.
I got some Altoids. If you're feeling wrong over there, I got some Altoids.
Well, in case you're just now tuning in, you're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. And I'm coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. We are on the air each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Ouch, hit myself. Ow. You didn't hear that? Okay, let me get it together. We're on the air each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on rocktheflow.com. Make certain you check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories and tidbits. And also, I'm going to give you all 85 of my social media accounts. It's facebook.com/thisdateisover. And it's @dateisover on Instagram and Twitter. So check me out. Like me, follow me, love me, whatever you want to do. Well, wait, not whatever, but that didn't come out right.
Whoa.
I know, right? We got DJ Easy in the studio.
Yes, yes,
and we also got Lawrence.
Yes.
These guys are pro going Dutch on a date. I say hell no. And by the way, since it's the second hour of the show, it means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. And what am I going to rant about? Going Dutch on a first date.
Of course.
Who would have thought? Who knew that I would go ranting about that? And my rant is, as I've been saying all night, absolutely, absolutely not. Do not, under any circumstance, in my opinion, go Dutch on a first date. Do not part your lips to ask somebody on a date and then turn around and tell them to pay for that date.
Excuse me.
It's my rant and rave right now. I'll give you a moment. So if you invite somebody on that date, do not part your lips to turn around and ask them to pay for that date. I just think that's very tacky. That's not gentleman behavior. And the same goes for ladies. Step it up too. Don't invite a guy out and then expect him to pay.
Yes.
Make certain you offer to pay for that date.
Yes.
So it's not always on him.
Yes.
Be mindful of his first date budget. You should not be ordering stuff that you can't pronounce, that you've never had, and that's the most expensive thing on the menu. Get something that's I don't want to say cheap and easy, but get something that you actually eat, number one. Get something that you can actually pronounce, number two. And get something that you would actually pay for. If the tables were turned and you had to pay for that date, get something that you would actually buy. So don't, if you go out with your girls and you get like a water and a side salad, don't try to go ham on this guy on the first date and get the surf, the turf, the land,
right,
and dessert,
right,
and the wine,
yes,
and
preach
a shot of Patron, the Hennessy. Don't get the light and the dark. Don't do any of that on that date. Be mindful of that man's first date budget. Be mindful of his pockets, because if you wouldn't pay for it yourself, don't make that man pay for it unless he tells you to. Because I have been in situations when a guy has asked me out. First of all, this guy invited me to Cheesecake Factory, which is not a problem. I like Cheesecake Factory. I like to eat. It is what it is. But he kept pressing me to order drinks. I'm like, okay. I'm like thinking to myself, my man, I can drink you under the table. So you think you're going to get any success with me drinking these three drinks? Oh, well. So I kept, you know, I had another drink because he insisted that I have another drink. And when the bill came, he was like, damn, you going to pay for date number two? I was like, psh.
It ain't going to be no date number two.
I didn't say that, but I was thinking it. No, actually, date. He did have an opportunity to go on date number two, but he blew it. And that story is actually on thisdateisover.com, so you can check it out. I don't even remember what the name of that story is, but I'm going to repost it because it was something to do with the Super Bowl.
You
got to
find out because I want to read that.
I'm going to repost it because it's Super Bowl season, so I'll repost it this week. So check out thisdateisover.com. We released the blogs on Wednesday, so I'll repost that particular story because that dude was a nut job. A freaking nut job. But yeah, do not go Dutch on a first date. Actually, if you want to go Dutch on a first date, please be certain or understand that you will not get the draws. I'm not saying you will get them on the first date anyways, but please note that you're putting yourself in a position to never get laid.
All from going Dutch.
Yes, that's
you
tacky.
Never get the draws all from going
that's
Dutch.
That's tacky.
Never get
that's
the draws
tacky.
From a real woman.
Exactly. That is tacky. So I do not recommend going Dutch on the first date. I said it before and I say it again. Don't do it. Just say no. If you can't afford it, don't go out. If you can't afford it, reevaluate your dating situation. Like, don't offer to take somebody on a date to a restaurant or something that you have to pay for. Go to a museum. Go to the park. You know, Google something. They got, you know, if you're in D.C., in the D.C. area, they have this website. I think it's called freeindc.com, something like that. But just Google free stuff to do. That way you can see if you really want to be around that person for two more hours for a follow-up date.
A lot of women don't want that type of date, though. They want you to...
How do you know that?
They want you to spend some money.
How do you know that?
I mean, once you ask them,
I know a lot of my female friends that would be happy if a man asked them to go to a museum or something that was intimate, something that they can actually talk and dialogue.
Sometimes you got to switch it up. You can't just always go out to eat for the first date. So
right.
No,
true,
I'm saying picnic, movies, concerts.
Honey, no, I don't recommend a movie or a concert, though.
No.
Yeah, because you can't talk.
Right. You want to have a date that you can actually look each other in the eye and actually have a conversation. If you're going to a movie, you're focused on the screen. You can't talk in a movie because if you talk to me in a movie, I'm going to be pissed off. I'm like, shut the hell up. I'm trying to watch the movie. Why are you talking to me?
Right.
And the same goes for a concert.
Right.
I'm looking at Erykah Badu. Shut
right.
the hell up.
I
stop
really
talking
came
to me.
For the concert. Not I to talk. Right,
like,
yeah.
You could have been some stranger sitting next to me. I wouldn't care because I'm looking at the stage. I don't give a damn about your conversation right now.
Right.
So go someplace where you can actually have, you know, face-to-face conversation. There's not a lot of distractions. So that's the way I look at it.
Oh, yeah.
So you want to add to the rant, Lawrence?
I mean, you pretty much summed it up. I mean,
cheap Lawrence. I'm sorry.
Oh,
say that?
Whoa, whoa, that hurt.
Wow,
that hurt.
Sorry. Gut check right there.
I know, right?
That hurt.
Lawrence is going to punch me right in the face.
I just want to. I want to clear it up for the record. For the record, I'm not saying that you should always go Dutch on the first date. What I'm saying is, on the first date, if things don't go not as planned, but if things don't go right, then it's okay to go Dutch on the first date. That's what I'm saying. I just want to clear that up. So, you know, any women out here listening to this won't think that I'm a cheapskate.
I'm just being difficult. Lawrence is not a cheapskate. He's a very nice guy, and he's single and mingling. And I'm gonna keep my comments about his physical attributes to myself.
He's
attractive,
and I'll keep mine to myself. I won't say anything.
Lawrence is single and mingling, ladies. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's it.
So DJ Easy, you want to add anything to the rant and rave about going Dutch?
Well, I just look at it as you have to put it out there in the beginning. I mean, if you want to go Dutch, you're going Dutch. If you don't want to go Dutch, if you go out on a date, at the end of the date, I think the man should pay.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not putting writing in the beginning, the man should pay. But if it's putting writing in the beginning, hey, at the end of the date. But you also stated, though, you got to be mindful of your pockets.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go out spending $100 and you can't pay your electric bill tomorrow.
trying to
impress.
Don't give her that card and then the waitress comes back and is like, excuse me, sir, your card has been declined. That has happened to me on a date before, too.
Oh, wow. What happened?
Yeah,
what happened?
I want to hear it.
It's on the blog, man. It's on the blog. Thisdateisover.com.
Wow.
It was very bad. It was very bad.
Who paid?
I did.
Oh.
But the problem was, I switched purses. Didn't have any cash.
Oh my god! What happened? Yeah, what happened? Y'all wash,
why did you
y'all
pay,
wash yeah? dishes or what happened?
I had to.
Watch
oh my
dishes.
God! Yeah, y'all watch
so look,
dishes or what?
Look, so yeah, so his card got declined, and I had switched purses, and I was like, "Oh shoot, my wallet was in the house." My grandparents lived like about 10 miles down the road from the restaurant, so I was like, "Oh shoot!" So I called my grandparents.
Oh my!
So
and they wired the money.
I called my grandparents. No, we left the restaurant.
Oh.
He had to leave his ID with the waitress, mm-hmm. you know, as a guarantee that we were coming back. I had to go to my grandparents' house and get the money.
Damn.
And they were on the porch hollering, laughing.
Wow.
That they had to give me the money.
Hold on. Was it a second date? That's what I need
no.
to hear.
First date. Okay. It was a first date?
That, no, that was the first date.
Oh, wow.
The first and last.
Oh.
Damn.
But I didn't hold that against him, though.
Evidently you did. It wasn't a second date.
Yes, you did.
He was too embarrassed to ask me out again.
Oh, he didn't ask you out again. That's why you
no.
didn't.
Oh, you know, okay. When I think about it, he never even offered to pay me back or pay my grandparents back. When I think about
it. Wait, you know what he was working with then? He was broke.
It was
broke.
It was cut and dry.
He was broke. That's cut and dry. He's broke.
Damn. Well.
That's why he didn't ask you out, because he knew what you were wanting, mm-hmm. and he didn't have.
Yeah.
And you
yeah,
know what the sad
yeah.
thing
he,
is?
He cut his, yeah,
you
he
know
cut
what
his
restaurant
deal,
we went
right.
to?
Yeah. Where?
Applebee's. No, oh, I take it back. Oh. It was Ruby Tuesday.
Oh! How much was the bill?
You get the special?
This
you
was
special?
Years ago.
How much was the bill? I want to know how much the bill was.
The bill might have been $37.
Yeah.
It might have been $37. I don't really think it was that expensive.
Because
it's not like we order alcohol. We had. I don't even think it was $30-something. It probably was like in the 20s. To be honest.
No.
With
you. Come on.
He was broke.
But he's.
You should have checked the resume before you.
But this was somebody that I knew, so.
Oh wow!
I didn't think.
I hope he's not listening to you.
I know, right? Yeah. I don't care for you. I hope he got his money up now. That was years ago, so you know you young.
You're gonna get called up tomorrow. Hear your $29.
Right, you're right.
Hear your $29. He's gonna call you up tomorrow. Hear your $29. I don't want you to put my business out there. Hear your $29.
Right, you aired me out for $29.
Yeah.
With interest, here you go. It's 40. Right. Damn.
So, what was I going to say? What's up, JB? Thanks for tuning in. Oh, she says, should you think differently if the guy approaches you with the let's hang out? Should the woman then ask, are we going to go Dutch?
You know what?
Because a lot of guys say, well, let's hang.
No. If you say let's hang out, that doesn't mean let's go out to eat. If you say let's hang out, that means
like
let's hang out.
To,
let's go to a club. Let's go to a lounge.
Yeah,
let's
so
go.
So if we go to that lounge, am I to think that it's a Dutch thing, or are you going to buy
my
drinks?
Yeah. See, no. If you go out to a lounge, you go out to a bar, you go out to have fun, then it should just be a spur of the moment. Like, hey, you want two drinks? Hey, I'm going to go to the bar. I'm going to get some drinks. Oh, you want a shot? Let's do a shot. It shouldn't be like planned out like, oh, I want you to buy the first round, or, you know, it shouldn't be like that. Or the guy, he's getting all the drinks. It should be
so.
Some
if you go to the bar, you're like, let's get two shots of Patron. Like, hey, girl, where your card at?
No.
That shot was $11.
No. What he's saying is like he'll buy a round and maybe later down the line, hey, you'll come up and say, I'm getting whatever. What you drinking?
Exactly. Cause
I don't buy rounds. I have big boobs. I get drinks for free.
Well, we're not discussing
buy a
that.
Round. What are you talking about?
Yeah, every woman doesn't have big boobs.
Yeah.
Buy a round.
They might have
are
to buy
serious?
Some
drinks. I smuggled a freaking glass or a bottle in my bra. Like,
well, I need to go out with you.
Shoot, I'll get you a drink. Like, yes, me and my friends were like a couple of drinks there.
Whatever works.
Yeah,
but I hear what you're saying. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah,
but some dudes say, let's hang out. Let's go to XYZ restaurant.
Well, restaurant is different.
Date.
Yeah, that's
if
a
you
date.
You saying let's hang out.
Yeah, if you saying
let's
hang out at the bar
right.
and have some food and drinks.
Right.
So if I order the wings and the fries,
well,
Without them being stingy on the Shirley, are you going to pay for that?
If you say let's hang out, 9 times out of 10, hang out is club, bar, something. With,
but what
I
if
mean,
the hangout ends up in the restaurant, though? Because a lot of times,
hangout means let's dance, let's get loose.
I ain't never heard no dude say let's hang out and let's go dance. Nobody has ever said, hey, let's go hang out, let's go dance. I ain't never heard no dude do that.
Wow.
That's like the whole why bring sand to the beach thing. Cause
no.
What dude wants to bring a chick to the bar?
What?
I mean, not to the bar, but to the club.
That's fun.
Really?
Yes.
Cool. I guess I'm not special enough.
You need one of these days.
Oh, wow.
Ain't that special.
That I'm going to tell you like that's fun.
Hanging out is with your girls and going to the bar and to the club. You don't hang out with guys and go to the bar and to the club. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, we got to hold that thought, so keep it right here on the flow. For This Date Is Over Radio, give us a call. The number is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me up on Instagram at Date Is Over, and like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Keep in mind that we do have the party bus coming up. Get your tickets before they are sold out. We're going to have some good fun. Lawrence is going to be clapping that thing on the pole. He's not. Not at all. We'll do no such thing. But I will have $2 on deck just in case he changes his mind. And we'll also have some shots on the bus. We'll have a designated driver. And you can bring some liquor and snacks on the bus, too. So get your tickets. Go to thisdateisover.com. I also posted the link on the website. Not website, yeah, it is on there, duh. But I posted the link on the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/thisdateisover, for you to get your tickets. So keep it right here on the flow.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel. And a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds? At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Verizon.
May the song reach your heart. May your ears love the sweet melody. Every note, every chord. I've arranged it for you and me. May the sound of my voice be your guide, bring you closer to me. Let us bathe in the noise. Let the love in your heart speak to me. For now I'll pretend I'm holding your hand. May the song
it's such a pity that the city's just a danger zone. Atomic blooms, bombing hearts like the Rockies in Babylon. In the Detroit control, we'll take your soul and raid it. We'll raid it, slay it, be hated and debated. But you don't get caught, an outlaw out running the law.
May the song reach your heart. May the song journey on.
sound of the day, but in the morning the sound would seem a lifetime away.
Listening to This State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Comes to you live from the IM for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Got DJ Easy in the studio. What's up, DJ Easy?
What's up, young lady? Loving the show.
Oh, my gosh. If you're going to stop calling me young lady.
Oh, my God. I hate that.
Calling me young lady.
It's a country.
You sound like my grandfather.
It's a country thing.
How you doing there, young lady?
It's a country thing.
And then we have Lawrence. What's up, Lawrence?
How you doing, Miss Marie?
Miss Marie, yes. Miss Marie.
So here it is. So you meet someone and the two of you hit it off. After a few days, weeks, or however long of talking, he pops the question. Will you go out with me? You graciously accept his offer because, after all, you do like the guy, and you prepare yourself for what you think to be an awesome time. Fast forward to the date. Things are going well. Conversation is great. You find out that you have a lot in common, and you're looking forward to seeing each other again, but then it happens. The check comes, and without batting an eye, he says to you, "Can we split it?" Insert screeching record. And just like that, this date is over. Why? Because you are completely turned off, and rightfully so.
But why?
Wow.
Why?
Because, and I'm reading this to you straight from the blog, by the way, thisdateisover.com/Dutch. You know, asking a person to go Dutch is almost a surefire way to get yourself A, placed in the friend zone, B, absolutely nowhere close to getting any action, C, cursed out, D, eliminated from any future dates, E, talked about on thisdateisover.com. Yes, that's where you can go to post your bad date stories. thisdateisover.com. Or F, all of the mother effing above.
Is it that serious?
Yes, though? It's that serious. Like, as I said, I think it's so rude and in poor taste to invite somebody somewhere and then tell them to pay when it was your idea.
And the same
goes for women too, because I know a lot of women's like, yeah, I want to go to so and so. Let's go to so and so place, and then like, okay, they'll sit there waiting for the guy to pay for it. Like, girl, you better pick up that check. Stop playing around.
Yep, I was gonna say
it goes both ways. That's what I mean. It's this day and time, not 20 years ago. It goes both ways. Women can pay. Men can pay.
I was raised that the person who initiates a date is the one who pays.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
My father told me that.
Yeah, I love that.
You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong with that.
I love that. I love that. Yes.
And what's up, Wally? My buddy Wally. He said, a guy should always pay for the date, but a gesture from your date to pay something is swell. You should never accept it, though. But that gesture goes a long way.
You should never accept it.
You should never accept it.
So if a woman offers to pay, you should say, no, I got this.
Yes.
Don't do that.
Yes.
That's a gentleman thing to do?
Yes, according to Wally. And he's the ultimate gentleman. I'm going to go back to Instagram, because I asked, you know, under what circumstance is it okay to go Dutch on a first date? And Will Work for Vacation said, both parties have no relationship interest in each other, a friend date. B, the guy just lost his job after date plans were made and the woman offers. And I said, C, if he never, ever, ever wants to get a whiff or come close to the poon. D, L. Nutt said, if the guy is in the friend zone with no hopes of ever really getting the poon.
What is poon?
And going back to E, which was my favorite that I read earlier, from VP Lee, he said, if she puts ketchup on her well-done steak and tries to order Moscato off the wine list...
Yes.
That's when you should go Dutch.
Yes.
But no, by the way, VP Lee, I like Moscato, damn it. And I liked it before everybody rapped about it, before everybody and their mother liked Moscato.
Before it was
Thank
cool.
You. Yes, right, before right. It was cool, I was on that. But now everybody drinks it. I'm not about that Sutter Homes, though. Don't bring me no Sutter Homes Moscato. That is like the bottom of the barrel, nasty Moscato. But that's neither here nor there. When you should go Dutch is, you know, the following. If you absolutely possibly want to be in the friend zone.
Right.
If you don't want to have any action,
right.
If you want to get cursed out,
right.
If you don't want to have any future dates,
okay.
If you want to be talked about on thisdateisover.com.
Wow.
that is when you should go Dutch on a first date. And going back to the conversation, you know, a lot of you guys said earlier, if you are going to, or if you want to go Dutch on a first date, you should have that conversation before the date takes place. And I strongly agree with that, because that will give me my opportunity to say F off and we will not be going out on a date. You know, because the thing that really bothers me when guys say that, it's like, you're already starting off the date with a negative mindset. Because this guy, I met him, this was years ago, we met, I think at the gas station or something like that, we exchanged numbers, and he asked me out. I was like, alright, cool, I'm down, let's do it. And it wasn't anything like expensive, it probably was Outback Steakhouse, because it was like right down the street from my house.
I think this all about Outback restaurant.
I know, right? So it wasn't like it was anything expensive, but he called me like the day before the date, and he was like, well, you know, the way I see dating is that we should go Dutch on the first date, because I don't want to feel like if things don't go right, I'm gonna be out of $30, because I don't feel like I should have to pay for that if things will work out. And I've developed a lot of great and lasting friendships, you know, from going Dutch. I said, yeah, key word, friendships, my man. You have not been successful in a relationship because you're going Dutch on a first date. I said, first of all, that's tacky. I said, why would you ask me to go somewhere and then tell me that I got to pay for it? I'm like, and third of all, why are you like, even though I skipped number two, and why do you have such a negative mentality when it comes to going out? It's like, that puts me at, you know, a level of discomfort, because you're telling me about how everything could possibly go wrong and you don't want to be footing the bill for, you know, if things don't work out. I'm like, you're already shooting yourself in the foot.
He's blaming you for his past.
Right.
He's went on some bad dates before, so now he's putting the shield up, protecting himself.
And I think that's what a lot of guys do, especially who are down for going Dutch. You know, they're trying to, you know, go off with something that happened to them, because they took this beautiful chick out to, I don't know, IHOP, and she got the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity. And she got an extra order of eggs. She got the omelet with hash.
Scrambled with cheese.
She got corned beef hash. And she got two refills on the orange juice. So since he did that, and he paid for that, and the bill was like $27 at IHOP, he's now bitter about everybody else. And everybody else should go Dutch.
I'm a put it all in a nutshell right now.
Put it in that nutshell.
This is what it is. If a guy asks you, before you even go out on the first date, if you say, let's go Dutch, that means
this date is over.
No, that means that's really right. But that means he's completely broke. Okay, that's what that means.
It could be.
Now, if you go out, if he doesn't say anything about going Dutch, and you go out on the first date and things don't go right, and then he says let's go Dutch, that means it wasn't a good date. So that's basically what it is. If before the date he says, yes, let's go, yes, Dutch, yes, that means he does not have any money to even go out.
Yes, yes.
And then when if you go out on a date and then he says, let's go Dutch in the middle of the date, that means he's not satisfied at all with that first date.
I don't know, because I went out with a guy and we went to some spot. I think my portion of the bill was under $20. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you want to split it? I was like, not really, but whatever, if that's how you feel. And he was like, yeah, so how you think everything went? How you think the date was? I was like, this wasn't a date, this was a meeting.
Oh, like,
I was like, what date was this? What date are you referring to? Because that wasn't a date. But he was leaning towards like date number two. I'm just like, I'm so sorry to inform you, but that is not happening.
Tear my number up and that's it.
Right. Like,
so Miss Marie, you've never been out on a date where you went Dutch and it blossomed into some kind of beautiful relationship afterwards?
Hell no.
Whoa.
Hell no.
That's deep.
Because to me, that's not a man to me.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be hard on fellas.
Not even a man.
He's not a man. Excuse me. That's not a gentleman to me. I take that back. That's not a gentleman to me. That's very tasteless. Mm. So no.
I mean,
because I'm turned off.
No, I mean,
I mean the well is dry. Like, it's a padlock on the cooch. I mean, nothing is going on at all for me downstairs. Because this date is all the way over. You can kick rocks, and as Smooth said earlier, you can crash your car. That was harsh, though.
Don't
crash your car, because I don't want nobody dying, okay?
I don't know. What you're saying is pretty harsh right
now. All I said was just, you know, kick rocks with open-toed shoes, whatever. But we got to go to commercials, so keep it right here on the flow. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. 560-6992. We'll be back talking about going Dutch on a first date. So if you want to talk about it, call us 301-560-6992. You can also tweet me at Date Is Over and hit me up on Facebook at facebook.com/thisdateisover.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds? At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
At highway speed.
Girl, you make me step my game up. Yeah, cause women come, women go. Until we all mature, we ain't really trying to grow. With the girl we seeing, we ain't really trying, no. Try and beat it up fast on the living room flow. Got a little older, had to spend a little dough. Kept something in the pocket just in case I had to show. Shorty's how I did it when I took them to the store. Took a few to the mold, lot of vows for that. Hooking vows to the fact things I did was dumb. I count all of that to being young. Got a little age, got some understanding. The older women get the more concerned with companionship. It took me a while to get to this point. I don't expect all of y'all to understand my issue. Read between the bass, snares, and kick. Everybody getting judged by who they standing with.
Yeah, really. Make me step my game up.
Yes,
game up. Step my game up. Yeah, step my game up.
You make me step my game up.
Step my game up, yeah, my game up.
You make me. She said we should go out on a date. I said that's cool, you can come to my house. She said, and please do better than that. Why the fuck I wanna come over and chill on your couch? I laugh cause it seems she had me all figured out. And my game ain't worked like it did before. Them was days long gone, cause once they get grown, these orbs ain't impressed by Applebee's no more. Gotta dig a little deeper for that BF change, for BF change. And if you can't afford it, you can still do things to show you ain't on no dumb ish. Take her to a gallery, museum, or some ish. Thank God for you and all the crew that you run with, giving new meaning to the blind date. You so official, but a nigga can't attract Chris Style with a boom's form mind state. You know what I'm saying?
Make me step my game up.
Yes,
game up. Step my game up. Yeah, step my game up.
You make me step my game up.
Game up. Step my game up. Yeah, my game up.
You make me step my game up.
Step my game up, yeah, step my game up.
You make me step my game up,
yeah. Game up, yeah. Step my game up, yeah, my game up.
You make me step my game up.
Hey, listen, baby.
You make a nigga wanna go to the store and get some wine for you.
Remember when you got your first apartment, you used to have chicks over. What was the number one line you used to always use when you wanted to try to get them naked?
Baby, do you want a massage?
That's it. Can't do it no more. Let's step it up, man.
I was young. What?
are back. That was so extra. I'm so extra. But you're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. The Dutch debate. We're talking about going Dutch tonight. But before I pass the mic to the fellas, I'm going to let you know that you just heard the song Red Balloon. That was by the group called The Internet. Yes, I love that freaking album. I've played it like 1,000 times. I listen to it pretty much daily. So cop it. Just go out and get that album. It's called Feel Good. It's by a group called The Internet. I love, love, love that album. And right before that, I played music from Little Brother. The song was Step It Up. Because, fellas, you got to step your game up. Like the song said, you can't attract Cristal with a Boone Farms mind state. And a lot of dudes are trying to do that by going Dutch. You are not going to get this, you know, queen of queens with bottom of the barrel behavior. So,
but hey, that's Boone's Farm tastes good though.
I wouldn't know. ladies, you know what?
That's true.
I'm not going to go on DJ Easy. I'm trying to talk about his phone right now. I'm trying not to talk about DJ Easy's phone on the air right now.
Oh, but can I mention it?
DJ Easy, he likes Boone's Farm or Boone Farms, and he has a flip phone. So,
Oh my God.
It's only temporary, ladies. It's only temporary.
It's only temporary.
But he got a flip phone, so you can go ahead and get him some
old school.
Get him some moonshine, and he'll be a happy guy.
Ain't nothing wrong with moonshine.
No, don't get him moonshine. He likes Burnett's vodka. No, excuse me. Is it Bowman's vodka that comes in that plastic bottle? That's what he likes. But anyways, we have DJ Easy in the studio. What's up, DJ Easy?
Yes, love the show.
We also got Lawrence.
How you doing?
And now we are being joined by Mike. What's up, Mike? Tell the people where you from. Tell them a little something about you.
It's Michael Avon. I'm the guy that does everything behind the screen. Photography, videography. You know me. Google me. Michael Avon.
Damn. Google me. You know who I am. Google.
Yahoo, search me.
People still use Yahoo?
Keyword.
People use Yahoo nowadays?
I still use it.
Oh, yeah, damn. My bad.
There you go.
My bad. But we are talking about going Dutch on a date, on a first date. And I know you were burning to say something, Mike, so I'm going to pass it to you.
All right. So my whole thing is, this is a whole equation about if we go Dutch, we definitely not getting the sex. So,
I shouldn't say definitely, but you are probably more inclined to not get it. But as you were saying,
all right, so if that equation is set in stone, then why is an equation that if we don't go Dutch, we're guaranteed to get the sex? It's never
guaranteed, but you will probably looked at more favorably if you do cover that date. And at the end of the day, you're not paying for sex. I know I was crass by saying that, but if you had a good time on that date was successful. So I go on that particular. But, I mean, of course, if it's a good date, she's feeling you more, then you probably will have more of an opportunity to get the draws. Versus if you say, hey, you know what, let's go Dutch, she can be like, oh, well, clearly he doesn't value me enough and that my presence wasn't good enough for him to even cover this $15.
So why not say probably won't? Why does it have to be guaranteed we won't get it?
It's guaranteed for me, honey. It is guaranteed. You better be freaking Idris Elba or Andre 3000 or something for me to change my mind. But I think it's a gentleman thing. Like, I don't think that's gentleman behavior at all.
So with that being said, some mm-hmm. people are allowed to slide with this Dutch thing because you did.
Oh, some dudes do slide because I talked to a guy earlier who said that he was able to, you know, go Dutch on a first date and was able to get the draws. But I was like, it's probably because you're cute. I said, if you were unattractive, it wouldn't work.
Okay, so cute guys can pull it off.
Probably, but not with me, because the guy I went out with, he was attractive, and I was like, as soon as he take out Dutch, that all went out the window.
Okay,
draws dried up and everything.
The draws dried up too.
So I didn't give a damn how he looked. But at that point, all I saw was just ugly. All I saw was red. Because, you know, to me, when a guy suggests going Dutch, that to me it's out of fear. It's he's so afraid of what could possibly go wrong that he's not even thinking about what could go right. So he's already starting off with a negative mindset, and that's not good to me. Like, if you're so concerned about your money, like, because the guy, like, argued me down. Like, I don't feel like I should have to spend, you know, $30, $40 if the date don't work. But I'm just like, why are you already thinking about it's not going to work? Like,
because maybe he didn't been on so many dates. Because,
like I said, he's operating out of fear. You don't bring that to me. I've had bad relationships, but I'm not going to hold that against somebody else's head. I've had bad dates, and I'm not going to just. I don't go into a date thinking that I'm going to have a bad date.
What if you're going out with a guy? He might be a good guy, but he just went on 6 bad dates. So
that's not my problem.
That's why he's saying that.
That's not my problem.
But what? What constitutes?
The dog ate my homework. Okay, I cry me an effing river. Give me the violin. That is not my problem.
That's not your problem. But it you gotta look beneath going Dutch on the first date. You
I ain't looking beneath a damn thing.
You're tough. You're tough.
I know, right?
If somebody asks you, they're paying, and there's no ands or buts. Somebody asks you,
but like I said, paying. we don't have to go any place that costs money, honey. I am good with a picnic. It don't take much to please me. I'm all about the thought. You know, we could go for a walk in the park in the bleeping snow, as long as I got gloves and some earmuffs and a coat.
But I see.
I'm good.
I think at the end of the day, though, I think a man wants to feel that the woman is trying to put in something towards where this is going to. So if us paying for the date is showing that we're trying to go a step further, us as men want to know that this girl is not just trying to get a free meal out of us, trying to get she wants to have an honest good time just as much as we want to have
then
a good
don't
time.
Take her to dinner.
Let's
I can
say,
have a good time just talking to you, looking into your beautiful brown eyes,
but I'm saying
just looking at your lovely dreads, so I can have a good time that way, you know.
But
we,
I'm saying, like, let's take dinner out of the equation. I've been in situations where we might go to a museum, but we might end up, I don't know, I haven't been on a bus in a long time, so I'd be lying if I said that we was on a subway. But I bet a woman would think that the man is going to pay for the subway costs, or I'm just trying to throw up some kind of example.
I don't think that's a big deal. But I mean,
me either, but I'm just trying to
reach him, but I understand. But like, I don't know, like, I don't. How much does it cost to catch the subway? $5, my man. Like,
I don't know.
It's even.
Yeah, you gonna pay for your subway?
You got your smart car, your smart trip. I mean, I don't think that's a big deal. I really don't. If you like, I might not have no cash, so I don't think they take credit cards.
So it's all about the money.
It's about the principle, because like you were saying, you want somebody to make you feel special. So if a woman offered to pay for your date, you would feel special.
Right.
The same with me.
That's out of the ordinary.
I don't feel special when a man tells me, hey, you know what, let's go Dutch. That's not special to me. If I say, hey, Lawrence, I want you to come over for dinner, and you show up, I'm like, why didn't you bring the food? You like, what the F? You invited me here for dinner.
But I've had that happen, though.
That's inappropriate.
The woman like, I'll cook if you bring the groceries. I've seen it on movies, too.
Mm-hmm. So, no, I'm saying, but if I didn't say that, and I said, come over for dinner.
Got you. So it's all about planning.
Right.
At the end of the day, it's all about planning.
And like you guys were saying, you state that in the beginning, you know, have that conversation so she can have an option, or he can have an option of, you know, not going out on that date. But anyways, dang, these commercial breaks come around real quick. But we got to go to commercial. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me at @dateisover. You can also hit me on Instagram at @dateisover as well. Facebook.com/thisdayisover. thisdayisover.com. I done said like 45 different websites. I can't even keep my head straight. But also, we got the party bus coming up on February 15th, the Be My Valentine party bus tour. We're going to have a smashing good time. And Lawrence is going to pop that for a real G. So get your tickets. Go to thisdayisover.com. It's also on the Facebook page. So if you go to our Facebook page, you can find it. Or you can go anywhere. You'll find a freaking link to buy your ticket. So we also have a discount code for those of you listening. Be Mine is the discount code temporarily. Maybe it expired already. I don't know. Huh?
Can I use that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Just for you.
Don't want to pay for that first date, use the discount code.
You damn right. But anyways,
if you don't want to pay full price for that first date,
use the discount.
Yes, we got to go to break though, so keep it right here on The Flow.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Only time I hold you tight, waking up just don't feel right.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow, coming to you live from the IMP Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com with your host, Miss Marie. Also got some special guests in the studio. What's up, Lawrence?
How you doing?
You're real animated.
Right.
Damn. Hype, ladies.
I didn't know it was coming. It's all
right. It's okay. We also got DJ Easy in the studio.
What's up, Metro area?
And all around the country.
Yes, all around the country.
Everybody
yes.
that's listening is not in the D.C. area. So all kudos to folks in Delaware and Alabama,
all
Cali.
All of my fam in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bruh.
Whoa, what was that?
That's what they say. Well, the Brooklyn people I know, that's what they bruh.
Yes, so. They do. Yes,
right.
They do. My family definitely does. Yes.
We also got Mike in the background. What's up, Mike?
How y'all doing?
How y'all doing?
As if I'm going to hear y'all answer.
I know, right? Yeah. Well, we are winding down the show, but before we wrap it up, you just heard music from Eric Robeson. The song was Find the Way. Love that song. Love Eric Robeson. He's also down with the Foreign Exchange Crew. And also, like I said earlier, in May, praise the Lord, May 2nd, the Foreign Exchange will be in the D.C. area at the Howard Theater. I have got to get tickets to go to that show because I can't wait. I'm so excited. I don't know what to do with myself. I'm so bleeping excited. Also, I only said it like 45 times during the show. Get your tickets. Lawrence and I will be on the bus doing body shots. Actually, we won't be doing body shots because I don't know him like that. But
what? So just because you don't know me like that, we can't do body shots?
No, but we will do a couple of shots on the bus. Get your ticket. Be Mine Party Bus. Eventbrite.com, or you can just go to thisdateisover.com, get your tickets. It'll be a smashing good time.
Yes, it will.
For a limited time only, we got a discount code, Be Mine.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So, I'm going to see you on there.
I'm there.
Are you going to be on there, DJ Easy?
Well, I'm just now thinking about it. Since you put that discount code up, I might try.
Hey, me too, right?
Since you put that discount code up, I might go.
Oh gosh, y'all are crazy. But we are wrapping things up about, you know, tonight we have had a lively discussion about going Dutch on a first date. So, any final words? I'm gonna pass it to you, DJ Easy.
Well, I mean, the word Dutch means it's self-explanatory. As long as you put it out there in the beginning of the date that you want to go Dutch, it's okay. But gentlemen, as Miss Marie has stated over and over, don't say you're going to ask them out, go on a date, and then say, let's go Dutch. That does not work. For real women. These chicken heads, am I allowed to say chicken heads?
You said it, didn't you? You said it.
These chicken heads, you can go ahead and do that. But the real women, yes, you got to pay for the date, fellas. Step up the game.
Step your game up. Lawrence?
In conclusion, I just want to say, fellas, don't get intimidated by the woman. I don't care if she bad. I don't care if she a 10, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Okay, if you go out and it's not a good time, if she does something that's just that you don't think is acceptable, then don't be afraid to go Dutch on that first date. Because really, if she does something that's unacceptable, you're not going to want to go out with her a second time anyway. So why not go Dutch? So you don't care.
Ladies, if you want a real man,
don't listen to
he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, okay?
I'm just trying to steer y'all in the right direction, fellas.
He's steering you in the wrong direction. Like, you have to get back to the days of courting, as my buddy Marla also said. You know, what happened to courting? That's a very important thing.
What is that?
Exactly. But we'll have to talk about that on another show because we are out of time. But another thing that Marlo texted me about was that you guys out there listening, especially if you're in the D.C. area, there is a website called GregsListDC.com. Greg, not Craig, GregsListDC.com.
I never heard of that.
He said it's all free and cheap events in D.C. from arts to parties. So check out GregsList.com. GregsListDC.com.
Wow, nice. Oh, thank you.
But
thank
yeah, like I said, it's about that time for us to get out of here. Thank you guys for joining me tonight. I appreciate it. Make sure you join us each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on RockTheFlow.com. That's This Date Is Over Radio. Check out the website, thisdateisover.com. and you can get all my social media information on there. Make certain you're on that party bus, and also post your bad date stories and your relationship tidbits to thisdateisover.com, because that's what it's for. You know, it's not just about my bad dates, it's about yours too. We share situations and not names, so keep that in mind. Do not call anybody's name out on the website. Please don't do that. We don't allow that.
What if you feel some kind of way and you want to put the name
on? No, you don't. But yeah, as I said before, I am strongly against going Dutch on a first date. I think that's in very poor taste. So ladies and gents, step your game up. Ladies, be mindful of that man's pockets. Don't be trying to order things that you know that is crazy that you wouldn't buy. But at the end of the day, do something simple on a first date. Do something inexpensive or free. So go for a walk in the park, get a picnic, a museum, something that's cheap and free. Go that way so you can see if you can actually tolerate being around that person or stomach being around them for date number two. That way you guys are not out of a whole lot of money, although you will have wasted your time, but maybe you didn't. I don't know. But I think you'll be more successful if you do pay for that date than not. You know, the goal is to have a good date. The goal is should not be to sleep with that person, although I'm certain, you know, we're sexual people, we're sexual beings. You want that to happen down the road, but your goal at that point in time should be to have a successful date. And going Dutch on the first date is a fail, a massive fail. But that's all our time. Thank you so much for joining us, and come back next Sunday. We'll be back on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. Have a great and blessed week. Till we meet again. Bye-bye.